We have some challenges with getting full compliance. And that is, if you want to meet the full HSPD 12 requirements, all contractors need to have PIV cards if they're going to be working on your site for more than 6 months. And there are, of course, costs associated with that. And one of the issues we have is if you were to issue credentials under the current contract we have with GSA, the agreement with GSA, they're supposed to be issued for 5 years. Now, we're working with GSA to work on that so that when contractors do leave the department, that they're able to turn their, cards in. But when they're valid for 5 years, even the risk of one contractor not turning back in is a huge risk.
Now, why can't you just issue it for 2 years or for 3 years?
It's big way the contract is structured at GSA, I believe. And that if we were to go down the road of issuing the cards ourselves, it would be cost prohibitive. And we would have greater control, but then we wouldn't probably be able to afford that to begin with.
Currently, Commerce employees have cards, but not all contractors do, or what?
Well, I'm speaking for just the Office of the Secretary and HHB. Now, there are, of course, pockets of operating units in Commerce that have very excellent HSPD 12 implementation. Census, PTO, and NOAA, they're at almost 100%. Now, when I say we're not complete compliance, we're probably around 75-80%. It's that remaining 20% that one of my jobs is to make sure we get that 100%.
Can you give me a sense of how you're getting that remaining 20%? Is it just by hard work and convincing people saying this is important, or have you gone back to GSA, for instance, and said, hey, we need some help with the contract, and is there anything you guys can do?
We are approaching it at multiple fronts. Of course, working with GSA is one of them, making sure that we have the flexibility we need at the pricing that works for us. Also working internally with some of the contractors themselves. If we could use PIV-I, for example, which is a contractor-issued PIV card, that may help with our LAX implementation. Maybe not so much with PACS, because we still have to question, okay, how are these credentials issued? Do you really have these background investigations? But it's, you know, we're trying to attack on multiple fronts.
Talk a little bit about physical access versus logical access. A lot of agencies have gone down the logical access. They're still struggling with the physical access. You've sold logical access, the easiest way to sell it, I think. You mentioned single sign-on. How are you guys addressing that?
We have an extremely supportive CIO and CFO, but there are challenges in this budget environment. So the challenge is, how do I make this a high priority and all the other important things we need to do? And the good news is, you know, as part of the White House cybersecurity initiatives, trusted internet connection, continuous monitoring, and ID management are the top three priorities. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get the funding we need to put that in place.
How far down the path are you with single sign-on, or at least with logical access?
We have some operating units, Census, PTO, NOAA, that have very mature single sign-on environments in the Office of the Secretary, the headquarters. So we're a little bit behind, but we're leveraging their lessons learned. We are coordinating with them. And if we can find some sort of internal shared service provider, we always look to other government agencies, ourselves, so we don't have to build it ourselves.
Are you starting to get some traction? Do you feel like that right now, even the logical access is a priority for this administration? You're starting to see some changes? Are you starting to get some, not quite single sign-on, but some sign-on using the HSPD 12 card?
OMB's Max Portal is my best use case. If you're a contractor, if you're a federal employee, if you have a PIV card, then you can log into OMB Max. It's a wiki on steroids. It is amazing what you can do with OMB Max. And I don't have to pay for it. As a Commerce employee, it's not funded out of my program. But if I can give you the software and the hardware to read your card, you can get to OMB Max right now and that's one less password for you to have to remember.
And you talked about your password management. As you said, you've been managing passwords for almost 15 years, a little more than 15 years, and you have more than 700 passwords in that management. You said you started to see a change in how passwords are being used. Give me a sense of the change you saw.
What I'm seeing is, instead of logging onto a new site and having to provide, okay, here's another username and password, and I only use randomly generated passwords because the alternative is one site gets my password, then I'm compromised on all sites. So it has to be randomly generated. I can't remember 700 passwords, so I have to store them. Of course, there's encryption. It's stored in a physically separate device. But what I'm seeing is that newer sites coming on, newer services, they can use a Facebook ID, they can use a Google ID, they can use an Amazon ID, and eventually, you know, in line with NSTIC, you're going to have this identity ecosystem where you have these credential maintainers. And as long as you have a Google ID, of course, depending on what you're trying to get into, you'd have the commensurate level of security that you would be able to just reuse these. And now, if you have a token then, or some other form of authentication, it helps. But I think gone are the days of having to build in a username and password management system in anything you build.
Is that the path that you hope commerce can go down?
Yes, commensurate with the level of risk. Your level authentication level is 1 and 4. If it's a 1 and 2, then perhaps that's useful. 3 and 4, I'd still want to see some sort of token. For a 4, definitely maybe 3 factors. But you know, if you could have an effective and secure provisioning system that includes as many factors as possible, that has an up-to-date CNA or ANA, then I don't see why we can't use that.
Let me ask you about physical access now, shift a little bit, because that's a big piece of this. If sometimes you get logical, then you can get physical. Sometimes people can do them both at the same time. Are you seeing a connection, at least at Commerce Department, being made between the two?
There's still needs to be some more synergies between PACS and LACS, especially when you start building in these turnstiles. How do you tie that into Active Directory? How do you tie that in to the GSA's managed service offering, which does your issuance? There's a lot of cost involved in that. And particularly with Commerce, we're in the middle of a renovation project for the building. So if we were to put something in place now, we may have to redo it in the next 2 years as part of the renovation.
Can you describe how that synergy is coming about? Have you started to make some progress down that path?
We're engaging the Office of Security. We're engaging the Office of Acquisition Management. We're trying to first identify all the stakeholders, like we said earlier. That's definitely key. If you don't identify and continuously identify your stakeholders, you'll never get anywhere, because then the players change on you and you didn't know and you're ready to go. And then, oh, you know what? They don't decide that anymore. This group does.
The other challenge you have with both physical and logical access is most of Commerce uses HSPD-12. NOAA, however, uses, I guess, a CAC card, the very common access card, what's very similar to what DOD uses. How are you guys kind of bringing those two things together?
Well, we're relying on the upcoming FIPS guidance to perhaps bring them together. And in fact, that's really the intent. At one point, you should really only have just one PIV card or CAC card. It doesn't really matter what you call it. They are at some level compatible now. But to bring them fully compatible would mean a change to both standards.
Is that going to do anything to your back office systems, or is it going to do anything to your physical access control systems, or is that kind of an automatic change that it's not real complicated?
Well, we would hope that you'll be backwards compatible, and that's one of the design goals. We can't afford really to be reissuing cards on a constant basis because technology changes. We have to be able to leverage the investment we have, because it's not cheap to issue cards for all your employees and contractors.